In addition to medication for hypothyroidism or an inactive gland, or the therapies you've described for a hyperactive gland, are there other lifestyle changes, diet, for example, that patients may be thinking about?
That's a great question, and one that I get with increasing frequency. So I suspect there's a lot more information out there regarding this. Patients understandably want to do whatever they can to optimize their health. And I'd say perhaps with autoimmune thyroid disease, that's a little bit of a frustration point for both patients and providers because we don't have a lot of good data as to lifestyle changes and dietary changes that patients can make that'll affect, improve the thyroid condition. We do tell patients, I get a lot of questions about iodine. Many people know that iodine is necessary to make sufficient thyroid hormone. But in fact, extra amounts of iodine or very high amounts, such as found in supplements, can be detrimental to people with autoimmune thyroid diseases. It can actually make the situation worse in some cases. So in that particular instance, we advise that patients eat normal dietary iodine, meaning eat how you normally do. You may take your vitamins, but no need to supplement extra.
Some patients are interested in the effect of certain kinds of vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli and cauliflower and things like that. What's the impact of those kinds of vegetables on thyroid?
This issue or this question about cruciferous vegetables has been circulating for a bit. Initially, the interest, I believe, was raised by animal studies that suggested certain products, compounds in these cruciferous vegetables might be detrimental to thyroid function, basically kind of shut down the thyroid machinery and make the different components of thyroid production ineffective. It doesn't really translate into humans, particularly in normal amounts of food that we eat. Even those of us who really enjoy our vegetables, even if we have thyroid disease, should feel absolutely free to eat as much as you want. It's possible in extremely high doses, you know, we're talking multiple broccoli kale shakes a day in a patient who has very mild early autoimmune thyroid disease, conceivably could have slightly lower thyroid function in that setting. But in the normal everyday setting, I absolutely encourage people to eat vegetables that they enjoy.
And carbs or carbohydrates and sugars, does that have an effect?
Not that we know of. Again, there is a lot of information circulating, but in terms of data that we can use to help counsel our patients for thyroid disease, there really is not.
Not good for the development of diabetes, carbs and sugars.
Absolutely not. High amounts of carbohydrates and sugar we discourage for many other disease
processes.
For many
other reasons, right?
Yeah.
What other kinds of lifestyle changes or alterations, modifications should patients consider? Are there things that improve the quality of life? You can imagine that somebody who's hypothyroid, who doesn't feel like they have very much energy, boy, lifestyle changes that one could imagine could be beneficial would potentially be really hard to do.
It is, and there's not a one size-fits-all recommendation. There is not really one lifestyle change you recommend to affect the autoimmunity part, but as folks are being treated to raise or lower their thyroid levels, the most common concerns we hear is feeling very fatigued, having a lot of difficulty with weight. People tend to have difficulty losing weight even when we're addressing or fixing the thyroid problem. So usually we recommend taking dietary changes that are recommended for the general population, but not getting frustrated, sticking with it, and knowing that it may take 3, 6 months after the thyroid levels normalize to feel perfectly normal again.
Yeah, so that's the hard part because, in fact, patients say, I don't feel well. I feel like my thyroid symptoms are still there. But you say to them, but wait a minute, all your labs look perfectly normal.
That is a very common scenario, at least in my practice. I'd say about 5 to 10% of folks who we as physicians feel like we've done a good job, at least fixing the numbers, then look at our patient and realize we haven't helped our patient as much as we had hoped. And it's unclear why that is. There is some emerging research suggesting that some patients respond to medications differently, may need combination of medications. But equally important is to listen to your patient. And there may be other things going on that you haven't addressed. There are a lot of diseases that coexist with autoimmune thyroid disease that an endocrinologist like myself might address. And a lot of diseases that I rely very heavily on my patient and his or her primary care provider to address.